Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What I like about this announcement is how LinkedIn positioned these new features. Two ideas that we can use. First up, playing to an underlying need. By insinuating that marketing agencies and large consulting practices are on board, LinkedIn positioned these tools as a way to go head-to-head with bigger competitors. Leveling the playing field is an effective message to those who see themselves as the underdog. Think about it. Us smaller shops see ourselves as just as talented but outgunned. So tapping into that belief is effective. Let's ask ourselves, how do our buyers see themselves and how can we link that perspective to our announcement? Second, I like the way LinkedIn used data to downplay risk. Check out this 1-2 punch. Showing how their network can lower cost per result with a list of stats based on campaigns, but also drops this little bonbon. 63% of conversions are from members only reachable from the LinkedIn audience network. Now, are these stats accurate? Don't know, but it's enough to get the buyer's attention. This bolsters the message that these features are good on top of good, and that jumping into this network isn't a new risky idea. You know, all of us announce new service and or product lines. It's how we stay relevant. The strategies used in LinkedIn's announcement can help us position these developments too. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.